Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're back with Daryl after this.
It's time again for Express Ranch's big event sale coming up Saturday, August 28th at the ranch in Yukon. The sale begins at 10:30 a.m., selling 200 spring calving pairs, 25 outstanding spring calving bred heifers, 50 elite fall yearlings ET heifers, and lots more. And don't forget the fall calving dispersion sale beginning at 12:30 Friday the 27th. For more information, call 800-664-3977 or 405-350-0044. Or go to expressranches.com.
Mark Hodges of OK Genetics says the latest varieties from the OSU wheat breeding program are worth a look.
The newer varieties have more potential. Not only are the genetics there, but they've got a better disease package.
Duster has dominated the 2010 wheat variety trials across the state, yielding better than any other variety from any other breeding program, hands down. OK Genetics, helping fund plant breeding research that will help wheat producers prosper. Visit their website at www.okgenetics.com. We last caught up with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel at the Southern Plains Beef Symposium in Ardmore. At that time, we were wondering where we might be as far as cash cattle prices were the balance of the year. He thought we might spend some time in the upper 90s. Since that time, the market, though, has shown a lot of strength, all the way up to $1 a pound. And at the Wheatland Stocker Conference in Enid, had the chance to visit with him again and talk about this level that we now sit at in triple digits.
Well, I suspect we won't sustain this, you know, from here to the end of the year, that kind of thing. I suspect some, you know, much of this is a short-run pipeline kind of an issue, you know, where the timing here is we still got some folks trying to buy meat for the Labor Day holiday weekend, our last big summer weekend for beef. That plus the relative tightness of feedlots at this moment give them the leverage to do this temporarily. Having said that, it's an awful nice precedent to be able to worry about how much lower a dollar we're going to be than how much higher we could be from a much lower level. So, but in general, I think now we have a decent chance to basically stay in the upper half of the 90s much of the rest of the year.
One thing you said in the sunup conversation that kind of spurred me a little bit, I did a little looking at last year's figures on stocker, on the calves, and on the yearlings, indicated that we are quite a bit higher than a year ago. And by golly, we're what, $11, $12, $14 a hundredweight higher?
Pretty much across the board for any, you know, any size of feeder cattle you want to talk about, we're $10 to $15 a hundredweight higher on both ends of that thing. And again, from a stocker feasibility standpoint, that offers pretty nice value of gain potential in the market right now that makes stocker production for the winter grazing season look pretty attractive right now.
Well, let's get that in a sec. Why, though, is that difference, the $10 to $15 bucks?
Again, you know, for 2 years, as we've pulled cattle numbers down, and even through the midst of the recession, we kept saying, you know, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And even though we're still trying to recover completely from the recession, the end of the tunnel has gotten here quicker because the supply fundamentals are so supportive that we're really seeing that squeeze. And that's, you know, that's in good shape, and it's in good shape, you know, for 2 to 3 more years, minimally, if not longer, from that standpoint, not regardless of what demand does, but as long as demand doesn't have another major collapse of some kind, even if demand moderates at current levels, we're in good shape to have these kinds of higher prices and maybe even higher yet going forward.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel visiting with us about this cash cattle market well above a year ago at $1 a pound, $100 a hundredweight, and the yearling and calf market also $10 to $15 a hundredweight higher than last year at this point. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The Angus production sale at Sunrise Ranches in Ooliga is set for August 25th at the ranch, 12 noon. The sale will include donors, donor prospects, 80 bred cows, 30 pairs, 40 bred heifers, 30 open elite heifers, and 10 ET calves. For more information, you can go to their website, www.sunriseranches.com, or call them 918-371-7400. Sunrise Ranches Angus sale, August 25th at the ranch, Ooliga. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.